The New Jersey Department of Military and Veterans Affairs welcomes you to this conversation with Ms. Rebecca Resch. Ms. Resch is the Learning Management Administrator at the Veterans Memorial Home in Menlo Park. Today, we discuss how learning management affects the staff and residents at Menlo Park. So how did learning management help lead to the 5-star rating for the Veterans Home at Menlo Park?
Learning management really impacts the quality measures, and Menlo Park is 5 stars in quality measures, which is the most stars you can have in that area. And the way that learning specifically impacts that is there are certain areas that are constantly being looked at. For example, wounds. If you're teaching about wounds and how to take care of them and how to dress them better and how to stage them better, then that's going to give you, your nurses are going to get better at the dressings, at the treatments, at working with the wound doctors.
What is learning management?
Learning management is being able to know about what we do and expand what we know and what we do as new experiences come along, new equipment come along, new best practices in the field. The way you are always going to be fresh and really be able to take care of your residents is if you keep up with what's going on in your field. So that's what I would call learning management. So what you really need to do is you need to have the interface with people. You need to consider the different learning styles. And then of course you have the computer, because that's such a gateway. There's so many things you can explore. There's different ways it can be presented. But to me, it's one of the modalities of education.
If you came here as a new employee, what are some of the things here that the staff would have to learn?
Learning is continuous, so there is no start date. If you came here as a new employee, you automatically begin to learn because you have orientation. So orientation, you need to learn what our practices are. You need to learn about our policies in the building. You need to learn about the building itself. What happens if you have a fire? What happens if there's an emergency? Your learning starts, I would say, on hire, if we're talking just about Menlo. As long as you're here, you continue to learn. So you're going to learn about your patients. You're going to learn about new policies as they're implemented. As we get new equipment, you're going to learn. Once a year, you're going to practice what you think you know with your mandatories, because you have to keep your learning kind of fresh. Every year, you have a series of mandatory educations that you always want to be aware of. Abuse training. We might do that a little more than once a year, but we want to make sure that no one's ever being harmed here and that we're good to our residents. Hand washing, we do that frequently. Fire, emergency, you want to make sure you do that once a year. So there's a whole series. The building generally has some that are specified by regulation, some that would be from the Department of Health, some would be specified by DMAVA, and then some might be something that the CEO, the director of nursing, someone really believes in, that it's something we want to always keep our staff remembering or knowing what the newest best practice was in that area.
Can you please talk about what the word management and digital learning management mean?
To me, the management part would be managing everything that you want the employees or the staff or the residents even to learn, and then how you prioritize it and make sure that you get your staff to buy in and participate. So again, it's using those modalities. You might present abuse once in a classroom, and then you might do a skit to show abuse the next time, and then, but you've got to constantly be managing that, yes, this is done. Now I recognize the need for this to be done, so we're going to complete that. Now I see it's October, and October is usually fire safety month, so now we're going to do fire safety. So it's really managing that you get everything completed. It's managing that you get everyone there, And it's kind of putting those two together. And then I'd say, too, also managing that anything that's new, you get incorporated into the curriculum.
What out of the toolbox that you have, what works best with what subject, if you will? Are there certain tools like computers that work better with certain subjects and certain tools like, you know, working doing a classroom presentation works better?
That's a really good question. I believe that there are certain subjects that might be better addressed on a computer, maybe something that's a little more interesting, that a staff member might find, or something they know, maybe fire safety, they could read about it. You'd want to have some kind of education there when afterwards, where maybe you showed how to use a fire extinguisher or something, but you could learn the basics on the computer. Something that you've had to teach over and over, you may want to do a couple different ways so it always stays fresh in the person's mind. Off the top of my head, it's hard to say this is best for this and this is best for this, because I think always mixing it up is what makes the staff listen, oh, this is different. Yeah, I'm going to pay attention to that. Or, yes, I really like this on the computer because I'm learning more like a game. So it's really a combo.
How does this affect the staff? I mean, does it make their job easier? And if so, how?
I think learning affects the staff in a really positive way. If you have knowledge, you're empowered. And if you're empowered, I think you feel better about your job, you're more confident in your job, and you're able to handle a greater variety of situations that you may be put in. I believe that education is just that. It's just power. It's a form of power. And it's something no one can ever take away from you.
How does this affect the residents?
Just as I said, if I have knowledge, number one, I might do my job better because I'm able to handle a piece of equipment better. I may be able to handle behaviors better. If I'm having a bad day, I know how to approach you. Maybe one of the things we discussed or we taught about was techniques on how to speak to a person when they're having a bad day. Remember, education involves every facet of dealing with a resident. Also, if I feel more empowered, I'm more confident in my job, and I may go that extra step. Also, maybe one of my educations was customer service. And so now I think, oh, he hasn't rung for that yet, but I'm going to ask him, hey, do you need this before I leave the room? So again, it's just so many facets that I could see would improve a resident's life.
So how do you determine success then?
I would determine success of education in a few ways. Say we were speaking about customer service training and I have an angry family that comes in just because they maybe don't understand that a resident's sick, a resident got confused and told them something didn't happen, they didn't say they didn't get a meal, they say that. So if I have customer service training, I may be able to know, number one, the family's angry at the situation and not angry at me or angry at the resident, so I'm able to approach the family in a better way.
Are there any measurable means of tracking learning management?
For example, if I do a competency, so I can look and I can teach somebody how to wash their hands, and then I go and I watch them wash their hands, and if they do it for the right amount of time in the right way. And there are some things we can do that are kind of tricks. So staying with hand washing, there's a solution called Germ Juice. And you actually put it on your hands, and then when you wash your hands, you can see if you've done it correctly, because you hold your hands under a black light, and you can see if they've been done correctly. Also, if I'm doing my job correctly, say a competency for dressing change, my wound's gonna heal better. Say I do a competency on donning and doffing of PPE, If I'm going in and out of a person who's infectious and I don't get sick, that shows me I'm using my PPE correctly. So yes, there are ways, there are measurable ways to tell if the education's working.
Is there professional development available, or is it very similar to professional development?
I think another part of education is professional development. And I say that because how would you handle a situation? How confident are you in a situation? Even things down to if I educate someone on a dress code policy. As a normal worker coming in and out, I may never have thought about, oh yeah, that person sees me first, and if I look clean and neat and together, I give a better sense of confidence. A better sense that, hey, that person's really going to take care of me well because look how together they're put, how they're put together. So I think, yes, I think every education that you do, you are bringing someone along professionally. Maybe some education's not the same way, but say I'm doing a dressing change competency. If I teach someone a different way to do something, that might bring them along professionally. Or it may also give them the idea of, hey, you know what, I should look into that. Maybe I could be a wound care specialist, or maybe I could do this, or maybe I could do that. Kind of endless possibilities out there.
So it sounds like learning management has been a part of the job here from the very beginning, right?
Yes, I believe learning management is part of every employee's job. If I'm a CNA, I actually am specified that I need 12 hours of education every year. If you're an administrator, you need 60 credits every 3 years. Social workers need credits. So everyone's specialty does entail education, but I think when you're a good organization, which I feel that we are, you promote even higher levels of education, and you really look at what your center needs, what your residents need, what your staff need, and that's how you layer in your education so they can continue to grow and develop. I think one of the biggest pieces is for the staff to understand that their leaders see them as having the ability to learn and develop and be empowered, because it really is a great building and a great organization. And that's because of the staff in it. And so to constantly be bringing them along, that only means that the building's gonna get better and better, the care's gonna get better and better, and it's gonna impact our residents that they're happier and happier and feel more like they're very well taken care of and this is their home. With learning, the biggest piece is just to understand that learning impacts all areas, learning impacts all staff, and it helps people to grow.
And in the end, it benefits the residents.
Which in the end benefits the residents.
That was Ms. Rebecca Resch at the Veterans Memorial Home in Menlo Park. The New Jersey Department of Military and Veterans Affairs would like to thank you for tuning into this conversation with Ms. Rebecca Resch at the Veterans Memorial Home at Menlo Park.